And now I have with me Kevin O'Morrow from, he's the chairman of the RNLI Dungarvan and Helvig fundraising branch. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for taking the time to come and talk to us today. And it sounds very interesting, actually. You're having a swimming barbecue this Sunday in Helvig.
Yeah, it's our annual main fundraiser for the Helvig Lifeboat Station. Kicks off at around 11:30 with the registration of the swimmers over in Ballinacorty. We've about 50 swimmers swim across the bay to Helvig Harbour, and a big barbecue and party basically over in Helvig waiting for them.
Now, about 50 swimmers, how long is the swim?
It's 4 kilometres from pier to pier.
Very good.
And we also facilitate a 2K swim. We bring some swimmers halfway across.
Right, very good. Yes, for those, yeah. It allows more people, I suppose. It depends on whether you're training for a triathlon or an Ironman, whether you'll do the 2 or the 4, wouldn't you think that'd be it?
Yeah.
And it's one of your main fundraisers for the lifeboat.
It's our main fundraiser
right
this year. We have various other ones during the year, but this is the main one. Lots of fun on Helvig Pier.
Yes.
The swim starts at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
Over in Helvig, it kicks off at about 12:30. Dungarvan Brass Band starts off the party.
Right.
And there's barbecue, RNLI souvenirs and merchandise. There's a lovely new range of clothing we have. Children's activities, simulator surfboard and rodeo bull, fancy slide, Stormy Stan, which is our RNLI mascot. He'd be around talking to the kids.
What's his name?
Stormy Stan.
Stormy Stan, yeah.
Yep. And with face painting and then teas, coffees, minerals, ice cream, you name it. Lots of fun for everybody.
Right. Now, to go to the family fun day, well, we call it family fun day while you're waiting for the swimmers to arrive. Is there a cost to this or is it a donation? Or all this cost, you know, the barbecue, the whole lot, you know.
Yeah, there'll be a charge for the barbecue.
Right.
And there's no entry fee as such, but
right.
We've a monster raffle, 18 prizes, so there's and those tickets will be available on the day and the night before around Dungarvan.
Right.
And from committee members.
Very good.
And obviously any donations are very welcome. The sponsors the swimmers themselves are sponsored.
They don't pay to enter, do they? They do they?
It's not an entry fee, but it's
right.
They get they on registration they get a
sponsor card.
So they go off and they
very good.
Good sponsorship.
Yes, they get sponsorship for us. Yes, and would you? How many years have you been doing this?
This is our 24th swim.
Wow, 24 years. So you have swimmers, I suppose, coming. Well, obviously the ones 24 years ago are probably not doing it now. But you have swimmers that come back year after year to do this.
You'd be surprised. There are swimmers in well into their 20s. Yes,
right.
As in
right.
20 swims. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So it's obviously a good day out for all. It's no mean feat really to swim. Well, for me, I didn't hardly swim at all this year. But for some people, I suppose it's a great, and I suppose it's a great gathering too. And you know, it's a great awareness of people of the RNLI and what they do.
It ticks all the boxes, isn't it?
Yes.
There's great contribution. It's a great achievement to swim across the bay.
Yes.
It's not just one big circle, which is what we like. It's A to B.
Yes.
It allows those who are not swimming to participate and to contribute, and it becomes fun for everybody.
Yes.
We've three main goals there for Sunday. We want a successful swim for all the swimmers.
Yes.
We want brilliant fun for everyone on the pier.
Yes.
And of course, we want to raise as much funds as we possibly can.
Exactly.
There's also a dog show.
Right.
With various categories. There's people we might like to thank in advance, if you like, the swimmers, the lifeboat crew, and the fundraising committee. All volunteers. There's a lot of work goes into it, obviously.
Yes.
To get everything ready. The kayaks who support the swimmers are vital to us.
Yes.
The support ribs that fringe the kayaks. All the supporters that come on the day. The sponsors. We've Slos Namara Tian O'Connor and his staff, yes, they provide some facilities there for swimmers who need a wind down after the swim.
All right, very good. Yes, they're right there on the pier, sir.
And Dawn Meats help us out with the burgers and that. So, great.
Excellent.
Everybody.
Excellent. So, everything. So, fun. Like, I mean, I presume, like, there'll be a small charge for face painting and there'll be a charge for the dog show, and that will all be going towards the RNLI.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, whatever you pay, you're giving to the RNLI on the day.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, it's quite expensive to keep the crew trained. The
yes.
And all up to scratch. The station ready to be active within minutes. We actually had a call over the, out over the weekend with a successful outcome. So
thanks be to God. That's great.
It's all justified.
What is roughly the cost of maintaining the station for a year, we'll say? Or is it hard to...
To equip a crew with a full suit and so on, that costs about €1,200 or €1,300 alone.
Each member. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It is an expensive...
But they must be properly equipped, so there's not much point in they going out if they're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If they're
not
equipped properly, then they can't do their job.
No, they can't. So, and it is a vital service on the seas, and, you know, we all live by the coast and we know how vital it is, and people have been lost, and we all know someone who has lost someone on the sea, and being living near it. And, you know, it's a really vital facility to have. We have our own lifeboat here in Yarl too. And, you know, so hopefully you will get a huge crowd. The weather is very good and it'll be a big help this year too, I think. Not that I would think a rainy Sunday has never stopped your crowd from arriving.
Well, we're very lucky. We've got great supporters, but the water's warm this year. The weather certainly might be a blip during the week, but the weekend looks as though it's shaping up again for us.
Yes, it does.
We can't wait.
No, we can't. So, listen, we'd like to wish you the very best of luck on the day. And if people, there's a few phone numbers here. Would this be for people who would like to enter the swim and there's still time?
Well, we're up to nearly capacity at this stage.
But right.
Give you an email address. O.F. Clancy.
O.F. Clancy. C-L-A-N-C-E-Y or Y?
Just Y.
C-L-A-N-C-Y, yes.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. So anyone would like to enter the swim, it's O.F. Clancy, C-L-A-N-C-Y @gmail.com.
Yep.
And there might be a few spaces left there.
They need to have, put in the training.
Oh, yes.
Because it is distance.
Well, there might be someone there who's putting in training for something else, and they might, you know, realise, you know, I could do that one to be a good train for me too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Listen, Kevin, thank you very much for talking to us. We wish you the very best of luck on Sunday the 22nd. That's next Sunday, and down in Helvig Head is the place to be.
Absolutely.
All right.
Helvig Head.
From 12:30.
Start of the swim. From 12:30 on for a party, yes.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks.